Welcome to the Humanitas Podcast.
Sejam muito bem-vindos.
Hoş geldiniz, kıymetli dinleyiciler.
Ciao a tutti and welcome to Humanitas Podcast.
From and to human rights advocates putting the human at the center of human rights education. This podcast provides tips on how to communicate about human rights without bias.
In today's episode, we're talking about the 10 keys to effectively communicating human rights from the European Union Fundamental Rights Agency. I am Monique.
And I'm Christine. And let's get right into it. Number one, human beings are driven by emotions more than rational thoughts. Try to humanize data, bringing a real story to support your point. People find it difficult to answer the question, what are human rights?
True.
But they understand what human rights are when we give them a story about a violation of a human right.
Number two, talk about broader issues that interest the general public. Even when advocating for a minority group, it's important to relate to people's day-to-day experiences. In order to make this connection, we cannot assume that people care about this because we do. Most importantly, don't try to change the world by convincing people that won't be persuaded. Focus on the middle, the indecisive ones.
Number three, connect to people's core values when advocating for a right. It's important to find a common ground since some people can be turned off by the emphasis of a certain right. The European Union Fundamental Rights Agency specifically states that even when people believe human rights are important, it occupies a small part of their value systems. We need to frame narratives to show people how the most basic fundamental values that matter to them are at stake.
Number four, be direct. Avoid human rights jargon. Not everyone reads or knows what the UN really does. So imagine trying to understand what the Universal Declaration of Human Rights stands for. Remember that we are trying to connect with people, not show off our legal knowledge, huh?
Number five, when possible, use images. Images and graphics support our statements by putting a face to the rights we're advocating for.
Number six, be positive, even when dealing with a horrifying scenario. In order to connect and effectively pass on our message, we need to inspire people to be hopeful for a better end. Like the Chinese proverb says, it's better to light one small candle than to curse the darkness.
Number seven, give authority to your voice by utilizing experts to overcome people's distrust. Hearing the message from an expert, a victim, or an activist adds credibility to what we're saying.
Number eight, you might be questioning how to do so. Choose media partners that are involved in the same cause. Relying on collaborations with other actors in this field improves effective communication by sharing similar content.
Number nine, in order for this communication to be effective, we need to choose visible media partners and instruments that we are going to use to share the message. Whether resharing posts from Instagrammers or conventional media, we need to choose avenues that our target audiences use.
And lastly, number 10. Repetition is needed for effective communication, not only to allow us to receive feedback and improve our flaws, but also to make a solid statement about the human rights we are advocating for.
In our next episode, we'll speak with the founder of an NGO who embodies these key points in her daily life. This four-part series is presented by a diverse crew of master's degree students from the University of Padua in collaboration with the Human Rights Center, Antonio Papisca, and the Student Engagement Team. Shout out to Slick Mason for creating our soundtrack.
Thank you for listening, and we'll catch up next time. Ciao!
Ciao!